Welcome to all. Today's office holding up Kovat Zayin. We are starting about the fifth line with the word Velifrech. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Members Harbatz Biaka Moshe Hernish Amash Should Have an Aliyah. So we're right in the middle. Isa ben Yehuda made a Kavu Chaimer. The bottom line was that with a combination of Arla Chametz and Kelayim, we can learn the Basar Bruchal of Asar Bachila and Hana. So the Gemara says Velifrech. Why don't we ask as follows? Malakila Karam Shekin Lohaisla and Shasa Kosher. Kelayim Bekarim has forbidden mixture in a vineyard. For example, wheat in a vineyard that never had a Shas Kosher, which means this new product that grew, which is Asar of Kelayim, which means these grapes and wheat that grew and they're also causing Kelayim, they never had a Shas Kosher as they're growing their Asr, as opposed to Basar B'Cholov, before it was cooked as Basar B'Cholov, it was Mutter. So you can't compare the two. So Rav Ravi answers, Zaysa Meir, so clearly tells us, meaning from the fact that Isi wasn't bothered by this and used Kelayim as part of his Kal V'Chomer, it must be the Kelah Kerem Ikaro Neser, that by Kelah Kerem, the original seed also becomes Asr, Vaislan Shas Kosher Kadma Shasha, and that original seed had a Shas Kosher before it took root. The grape seed and the wheat kernel, they both were Mutter before they were planted together and before they took root, and they become Asr once they grow together and take root, and that's just like Basar B'Cholov, so we are able to use it for Kal V'Chomer. Now we just ask on the din of Kelayim that the original seed planted becomes Asr. Masar Shmai Bar Zir, yes, as follows. What about this case? Hamavir Atzos Nakov B'Kerem. If a person walks an Atzos Nakov through a Kerem, Kerem's a vineyard. Atzos Nakov means a perforated flower pot. So let's say we have this flower pot that has holes in the bottom. For all intents and purposes, from a halachic perspective, it's considered connected to the ground, and there's some wheat growing in this flower pot, and the person's walking this wheat through the vineyard. Im Haisa Masayim Asr. If it adds on, meaning it grows a 200. So then it's usher because it's like they grew together. Now what do we learn from here? Haisef in loy haisef loy, that only if it added on more, that part is usher, but the original seed, the original plant, is not usher. Kelly Nalik, what we just said. So Rabbi, he answers that no, trey kreik sivi. There's two different psukim that seem to be contradictory in regards to kelayim. Because if one pasuk says pen tikdash hamaleya, that maybe the maleya, which is a word that means that which grew, perhaps that's going to become usher. That's what the word tikdash means. So it's mashma that only that which grows is usher. But then the pasuk says hazera, the seed, which is mashma that even the original seed that was planted becomes Asr, not just that which grows. Okay, so how do we understand these seemingly contradictory psukim? The answer is Zeruame Karoi Bashrasha. If it was originally planted together as Kelayim, for example, grapes and wheat together planted from the beginning like that, so in the moment it takes root, even the original seed becomes Asr. Whereas Zerua Uba, if it was already planted separately, we had wheat, we had grapes, and they weren't planted together, and then it continues growing together, so then, Haisef in, Loi Haisef Loi, only if it adds on more, so the new part becomes Asr, but if it didn't add on more, so then it doesn't become usher, and there's no stira. And we can use causing Basar B'Cholov being usher, ba'achilu ba'ana, says the Gemara, Masnisan Doleke Haitano. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tana, you have a brass, Rishim ben Yehuda, I'm Rishim Rishimin, Basar B'Cholov, usher ba'achilu, mutter ba'ana. Basar B'Cholov is usher to eat, but it's mutter to benefit from. Shinem of the Pasuk says, Ki am Kadesh Ata, that you're a holy nation, and again, as we know, this Pasuk concludes, Lois Vashakadi B'Cholov Yimai, Venem Alon. Another Pasuk says, Va'anche Kadesh Tiunli, be an Anche Kadesh to me. So we have the same word, am Kadesh and Anche Kadesh, and the second Pasuk quoted is telling us about Trefa. And Malalon, Asr Bachilu Mutter Bahana, just like Trefa is Asr to eat, but you're allowed to benefit from it, Afkan Asr Bachilu Mutter Bahana, so to over here, by Basar B'Cholov, it's Asr to eat, but you're still allowed to benefit from it. We can explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Chayv, Oy V'Chulu. Rabbi Kiva had used the three times that it says, Lois Vashagli B'Chali V'Mite, to teach us that number one, Chaya, number two, Oif, and number three, non kosher animals, are not included in Basar B'Cholov. So the question is, Hani, Hop, Kinu, L'Chil Shmuel. We need these terms to teach us what Shmuel taught us, namely that Chalev and Nevela are Asr to cook with milk. Also, a fetus found inside its mother's stomach is a problem, and that not kosher animals are a problem. So we can't use Rabbi Kiva's drushes. And the answer is because of Rabbi Kiva holds that Isr Chal Isr, that one Isr could be tacked onto another. Therefore, Chelev Umesa, forbidden fats, and an animal which just died, they don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's Asr to cook in milk. Of course, it'd be Asr. Again, even though we already have an existing Isr of Chelev or Nevela, it's still not allowed to be cooked with milk. Furthermore, Shlil Kadima Alyahu, a fetus that's found inside the mother, that's still considered a regular animal. So of course, it'd be Asr to cook in milk. Memela, Isr Lahu Kulu, we have everything left over, we have all three psukim, and therefore we can learn it for the three drushes that Rabbi Kiva uses, Prat Lachaya, Va'oif, Lubehema Tmeya. Continue with the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisagli, Omer, Nemar, Loi Saichlu, and Rabbi Yisagli was arguing with Rabbi Kiva, saying that anytime the Pasuk tells us, don't eat it, it's Nevela, that she says anything as an Isra Nevela has an Isra Basar B'Cholov, so Chaya and Oif would technically be included. It's just that Oif is excluded, says Rabbi Yisagli, because it says B'Chalevi Mayin, it's mother's milk, and Oif doesn't have mother's milk, therefore Oif is excluded. So ask the Gemara, my ikub and Rabbi Yisagli, Rabbi Kiva. What are the practical differences between Rabbi Yisagli and Rabbi Kiva? Obviously, they're arguing, but let's just spell it out. What are they arguing in? So ikub and ayu, the difference is chaya in regards to non-domesticated animals. Rabbi Yisagli Savar, he holds chaya da'i raisa. This of chaya and chalav is a isra da'i raisa because he has the pasuk that he quotes. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Savar, chaya drabanon. Rabbi Kiva holds chaya is only asr drabanon because there's no pasuk for it. Ibai same alternatively, which really just means here's another difference. Oif ikub and ayu, that bird is a difference between them. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds chaya oif inim in a taira, the chaya and oif are not asr midaraisa basr b'chalav, hamad rabbanan asiri, but they are asr midarabanan, whereas Rabbi Yisai Glili Savar, he holds oif afil midarabanan ami loy asr, that oif is not even asr midarabanan. At time of Elch, we actually have a brass like this. When it comes from Rabbi Lezer, in the place of Rabbi Lezer, hayu karsim etzim, lasus b'chamim, lasus barzel, on Shabbos, they would cut wood in order to make coals, in order to produce iron. This is Rabbi Lezer's shita on Hilchas Shabbos, that anything they were allowed to do, which is daicha Shabbos, the machshirim, all the preparatory things for that as well are daicha Shabbos, and this specifically talking about bris milah. Since we know bris milah is daicha Shabbos, if a child is born on Shabbos, so his eighth day, which is when his required bris is going to be the next Shabbos. And Rabbi Lezer holds that if you don't have a milah knife, you're allowed to do any preparatory things necessary to make the milah knife. You could cut down wood, and that would be used to make a fire to create coals, and that would help you make a knife. And so in the era of Rabbi Lezer, that's what they would actually do in practice. And Rabbi Yisai Glili, the Rabbi Yisai Glili, hayu oichlam basar oif b'chalav. They would eat bird meat with milk. As we see, this is actually how Rabbi Yisai Glili holds. Says the Gemara, Levi ikl be Yosef Rishba. Levi visited the house of Yosef Rishba, which means he was a trapper. That's what he did. He trapped animals and birds. And Isla Kamei, Resha the Tiusa, or the Tavsa b'chalba. They brought him the head of a Tavsa, which many translate as a peacock, and this was cooked in milk. And Vilay Meluv Lamidi, he didn't say anything to them. He didn't eat it himself, but he didn't say anything to them. Now, Kiyosla Kamei the Rebbe, when Levi went to Rebbe, Amarle, Rebbe asked him, Amai Loit Shamtenu, why didn't you put them in Cherem? They cooked bird in milk. You can't do that. That's Basar B'chalav. So Amarle, he responded to Rebbe, Asrej Rebbe Yehudim Mesehrahu. That was the area of Rebbe Yehudim Mesehrah. Vamin, I said to myself, Darsh Luhu Kreb Yeseh Glili, Rebbe Yehudim Mesehrah darshins for them like Rebbe Yeseh Glili, the Amar, who hold, Yatzaif Shein Lechalav Aim, this excludes a bird. It doesn't have milk of its mother, and therefore you're Lechatchilo, you're allowed to cook bird with milk. And that's why I didn't say anything to them, because again, maybe they hold like Rebbe Yeseh Glili. And onto another Mishnah, in order to understand it, here's something important. In order to make cheese, a certain enzyme is needed. And this is found in the fourth stomach of young nursing animals. If you remember, that stomach is called the cava. The official English word for it is abomasum. Either which way, this enzyme is usually called rennet or renin. As we just said, the stomach itself is called the cava. However, the Mishnah and Gemara use this word cava loosely. Sometimes it means the stomach itself, or it could mean the enzyme from the stomach. Now, another important thing to know is the word used to describe the process of curdling the milk to make cheese is called to be ma'amid. And one more thing, remember that the word trefa means a kosher animal with a health defect that renders it as such, as opposed to a temeya, which is a non-kosher animal. So that being said, the Mishnah tells as follows, kevas avikachavim, the keva from a avikachavim, from a non-Jew, and vishal nevela, keva of an animal that's nevela, harezu asura, if cheese was made in it, it's asur. Now ha-mamid ba'ar shal keva kshera, let's say a person was mamid, here's that word, he made the cheese, he curdled it inside or using the ar, meaning using the actual skin of the keva, using the stomach itself, not just the enzyme, but the real stomach, and this is from a kosher animal, so wouldn't have a problem that something's not kosher here. However, the problem is that since he's using the stomach itself, well, that's actually meat, because the stomach is part of the animal, so it's like he's using meat to make cheese. What's the din? So kuf tazayin amud beis on top, im yesh benayis en tam, if there's nayis en tam, if that piece that he was using was enough to impart its flavor, hariz asur, so it's asur. Another din, ksher she'on kemen ha-trefa, a kosher animal that was yoynek, it nursed from a trefa, which means, let's say we have a baby cow, and it was nursing from its mother, but its mother happened to have been a trefa, so kevasa asura, the keva that comes from that baby animal is asur, because the way the keva was developed was from milk from a trefa, and that milk from a trefa is problematic, so the keva that was created from that milk is also problematic. However, the other way around is okay. Trefa shon kemen aksheira, an animal which is a trefa that nursed from aksheira, kevasa muteris, its keva is mutter, mneshakonis meyel, because that keva is really just considered gathered in its stomach, and it's not considered part of the animal itself, and therefore, even though the animal is a trefa, the keva that's found in the animal is perfectly fine. So then we're asked in the beginning of the Mishnah, which seems to tell us two different things. The keva of a kachavim is problematic, and nevela. So the question is, atu kevas of a kachavim lav nevelahi, isn't the keva of a kachavim the same thing as nevela? When a non-Jew shechts an animal, that's considered nevela. So why are we splitting it up into two different cases? So Rav Kuni answers, over here we're talking about where he bought a goat from a non-Jew, and the reason why that's the issue. The issue is that it's avik chavim, that's because shem yonik min atrefa, maybe this animal, when it was by the non-Jew, it nursed from a trefa, and that's why its keva would be usher, and that's why the Mishnah calls it kevas avik chavim, because the keva of a kosher animal that came from a non-Jew, and maybe it nursed from a trefa. Are we really chayshesh that maybe this good kosher animal nursed from a trefa one? Vatanan, it's really vatan. We have a brisa. We're allowed to buy eggs from a non-Jew, and he doesn't have to suspect that these eggs came from a bird which had died, and they had a din of a nevela, or they came from a bird that's a trefa, and they would be usher. So we see that we're not chayshesh for trefa. The Gemara says you're right. Ela ema, rather, we really mean to say, means what the Mishnah is telling us, chayshin and shem yonak mena tameha, the way to be chayshesh, that this animal, this gedi, this goat, or cow for that matter, nursed from a non-kosher animal, not from a kosher animal that was a trefa, but from a non-kosher animal, and so that keva inside the kosher animal really comes from a non-kosher animal. As asks the Gemara, "Mashna treifa lo chashino, mashna tmeya dechashino." Why are we not chayshes for treifa, but we are chayshes for not kosher? The answer is because treifa lo shchicha, tmeya shchicha. An animal which is a treifa is not very common. To find an animal that has one of these unique health defects that actually renders it a treifa is very rare, as opposed to tmeya, a non-kosher animal. That's not rare. You find these around the farm all the time. Ask the Gemara, "Shchicha? If it's shchiach, then afilu gabedi don nechosh. Then even by us, well, let's say we have a goat that's in a Jewish farm, so we should be chayshes that yid's goat nursed from one of the non-kosher animals on his farm, and should be problematic, just like as if he would have bought it from a non-Jew." And answer is that no, anan debedalino minayu, us, that we always stay away from non-kosher animals, and if we see a kosher animal nursing from a non-kosher one, we separate it, so like gazrin b'rabanan, the rabbanan don't have to be gazrin on this, whereas in who, them, delebedalino minayu, non-Jews don't stay away from non-kosher animals, and if they see their kosher animal nursing from one of the non-kosher ones, they don't separate it because they don't care, for them it's all the same, gazrin b'rabanan, sarbanan were gazer. So that's answer number one of why we say avik chavim as a separate case in the Mishnah. Now Shmuel Amar, Shmuel answers differently. Chadakatani, it's really one case. Kevas shchitas avik chavim nevela. The keva of a kosher animal that was shechted by a non-Jew is considered to be nevela, and therefore when he made cheese using this keva, it's like using nevela, and obviously it's a problem. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Yomar Shmuel, hachi, did Shmuel really say that? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, why is it that they asser the cheese of non-Jews? Now let's just pause here for a second and explain. There's a whole discussion in the Mishnah Avodah Zarah why cheese from non-Jews is usser. One suggestion is because they are mominate in the keva of nevela, which is nevela, and that was pushed away as not being a problem because the keva is not actually part of the animal. Then another suggestion was made that maybe the keva adds to the animal's girth. It makes it look blown up and bigger, so it's considered something chashiv. Maybe the keva is also part of the avodah zarah, and that was also pushed away. And then the Gemara gave a few answers. So here's Shmuel's answer. Why is it that cheese of chav is not good? That's because they're mominate using the actual skin of the stomach of a nevela, as that's why it's problematic, because the skin or the meat, that's really the same thing, is being used, and since that's from a nevela, so the cheese is also a problem. But that's mashma very clearly hakeva gufa sharia, that according to Shmuel, using the keva of a nevela is not a problem for the cheese, because the keva is not really considered part of the animal. So how could Shmuel explain like that in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara like hasha, no problem. Kan kanim chazara, kan la'ach chazara. The difference is before or after the chazara. As we had just said before, that already this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah had asked why cheese from non-Jews is usur, and the first suggestion was because they're mamadit in the cave of Nevela. That's what we call lifnei chazara, and then once that was pushed away by saying, no, the keva is not really considered part of the animal, so even if it comes from Nevela, it's not an issue, so that's la'acher chazara. And that's the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. One's kind of chazara, one's la'acher chazara, and therefore there's no problem. Continuing to discuss, our Mishnah had said, a kosher animal that nursed from a treifa, so its keva is usur, even though the animal itself is kosher, since it nursed from a treifa, so the keva was developed because of that problematic milk, so the keva was problematic, as opposed to the other way around, an animal which is a treifa that nursed from a kshera, the keva found inside is fine because it comes from milk that's fine because it came from milk from a kosher animal. Ask more, how can we say his last name? Vakhtani Risha, the Risha Mishnah tells us, keva so avik chavim shal nevela rezo asura, that the keva from avik chavim or of nevela is problematic. And so just like keva from nevela is asur, and that must be because it's part of the animal itself, so too keva from a treifa should also be a problem, even though it had nursed from a kosher animal. Why should there be a difference? Rav Chazar Chazar answers, Risha near kachal nevelas, hacha ikash. In the Resha, when we're talking about keva from nevela, in a way it looks like he's eating nevela when he uses that keva to make his cheese. But over here we're talking about a keva of a treifa animal, there's still a shchita, the animal is shechted like regular, and turns out to be a treifa, but it still looks like a shechted animal, and there's a big difference between nevela and treifa, because nevela is ma'os, it's repulsive, as opposed to an animal which is a treifa, if it was shechted properly and it just had this health defect, it's not ma'os, and therefore there's a difference. So I'm like, Rav, respond to him, what you're saying doesn't make sense. According to you, v'lav kol d'cheinu, shouldn't it be a kol shekein, meaning shouldn't we say the opposite, ma nevela de me'isa, nevela is most, as we just said, it's repulsive, the isharus le kevasa, that even if you were to permit the keva of nevela, loy asa lemechel mina, one's not going to eat from the nevela itself, because most, but amr to loy, nonetheless, you said that the keva is aser, well, treifa shchuta, a treifa animal that was shechted, the isharus asa lemechel mina, that if you permit using its keva, one might actually end up eating from the animal itself, because we just said it's not most, so like kol shekein, shouldn't we say for sure that the keva of a treifa shchuta is problematic, and because of this we give a different answer. Elam Rav Yitzchak Amar Bichi says as follows, like Hasha, kan kaidu chazara, kan la'ach chazara. The first part of the Mishnah is before this chazara, the retraction, and was still holding the keva nevela as asur, whereas the sefer of the Mishnah is going on after the chazara, after this retraction, the keva nevela is not asur. And Mishnah says, kaima, the Mishnah, meaning the teaching, the earlier way that it was taught before the chazara, doesn't move from its place, it stays as it is, even though again, we're already holding after chazara. Now bottom line, what's the din? Amar Chibra Abba Amar Bichanon, mamidim keves nevelas, one is allowed to be mamid, he's allowed to make cheese in the keva nevela, but keva shchitzus av kachavim was not to be mamid in the keva of an animal that was shechted by a non-Jew. So Amar Lefanav Shimon Bar Abba, Shimon Bar Abba said to him, "Kaman, who's this like? Rabbi Lezer? Is it like Rabbi Lezer? To Amar Stamachshavas av kacham lavayz kachavim, who holds that the stamachshava, just the standard, regular, assumed intent of a non-Jew when he shechts, that that's for his avod zara. Memelo, the keva is considered part of this animal as like kevas avod zara, and so that's why it's aser." So Amar Le Ruchi responded to him, "Ve'ela kaman. So who would it be like if not like Rabbi Lezer? You don't even have to ask this question. Of course, it's like Rabbi Lezer, and that's the difference. Kevas nevela is not considered part of the animal, whereas kevas avod kachavim, even though technically it shouldn't be considered part of the animal, since we just explained, it adds to the girth or the width or the size and the chashivas of the animal. So in regards to avod zara, that's chashav for the non-Jew. Memelo is problematic due to avod zara, and that's why you can't be mamet in its keva. But now we have the opposite. Ki asar Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rabbi Yechanan, where Shmuel bar Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Rabbi Yechanan, mamidim b'mekevas nevela b'mekevas shchitzus avod kachavim. One can be mamet in both the keva nevela or also in the keva of something that was shechted by a non-Jew. Shaloi lach shadiv Rabbi Lezer." And that's teaching us that we don't have to be worried about Rabbi Lezer's shita. And helchasa, the bottom line halacha is a mamidim bar kevas nevela, no being mamid with the ar, with an actual skin or the actual stomach of the nevela. That's because since we have meat over there, we actually have a piece of flesh, that's the skin of the stomach. So that's why it's aser. Aval midim kevas nevela, but just using the keva, meaning the enzyme itself that was brought out from the stomach, not the stomach itself, that's fine. And also ubekevas shchitzus av kachavim, one could use the keva of an animal that was shechted by a non-Jew, because we're not worried about Rabbi Lezer. Now there's a footnote on the side over here that writes that Rashi is not guards these parentheses, even though Taisus and other Rishonim are. Actually, some Rishonim explain that these two lines over here were inserted by the Ga'onim later on, and it's not even officially part of the Gemara. So we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.